Did you know? Have you heard? Has anybody told you that you cannot make it on writing and marketing skills alone?
You're listening to Copy Chatter, the podcast where we talk about all things writing business. We're having a conversation here about freelance writing and freelance writers, and you are invited. Let's chat about business, marketing, dealing with clients, mindset issues, copy tips, and rolling with the changes. We'll also delve into what's going on with this particular writer as I grow and build my own business. Ready to talk shop? It's time for some copy chatter.
I know that sounds crazy because, as I'm sure you've guessed, writing skills are necessary to do the work and marketing skills are necessary to get the work. So they are important, but they're not everything. So today I want to talk to you about something else that's critical, something that I don't really see anybody else talking about. And so if you are struggling in your writing business, you might be missing out on this one key thing. So what's the super secret missing element that nobody's talking about? It's your tribe. It's the community of people you find who are trying to accomplish the same things you are. Some are going to be further along. Some are basically right where you are. You all hang out somewhere. Usually this is like in a Facebook group. Not always. I've been in parts of tribes that were on like internet forums. Anyway, so you're all hanging out and you are like talking shop. But they're more than just your online writing friends. When you have the right tribe, it can be a real powerhouse to propel you forward in your business. So today I'm going to talk to you about three reasons why I truly believe that your tribe is the thing that will make or break you. So the first thing is that your tribe offers you feedback. It's an incredible strategic logistics tool. You don't get feedback when you read a blog. You don't get feedback when you read a book. Blogs, books, courses, all those things, even this podcast, are awesome, but they are always going to be missing something. And it's that immediate feedback that you get in a social group where people see and respond and offer their own insight. When you have a tribe, you have a place where you can take your questions and get your answers. You can troubleshoot your problems, whether it's like a writing issue or like your pitch is never getting any responses and you want to know what's wrong. You can go to your tribe for encouragement and support when you're frustrated. You can get tips on how to deal with annoying clients or scary clients or like weird requests that you've never had before and you don't know how to handle it, or you just don't feel confident in your response. You can get all kinds of support and advice for that. I see a lot of questions about rate setting and how to do a quote. And you can even get job leads from your tribe. So in fact, the vast majority of my work comes from people I know, from people they know. And that is something that you cannot get from a book. And I say that as someone who loves business books and who even writes business books. Now, second, your tribe acts as living, breathing, in your face proof that you can do this. Here's the thing about all the freelance writers I know. We all consider ourselves unlikely success stories. We really, truly mean it when we say that if we can do it, you can do it. I know freelance writers who are primary caregivers for 8 kids. Actually, she just had her 9th kid. 9 kids at home, and she's the mom. I know some who have special needs kids. I know some who are single parents. I know some who have chronic illnesses, who worked full-time, cared for their families, and then were able to quit their jobs by freelance writing. I know some who moved abroad and used freelancing to pay the bills. Our stories really span the gamut, and I can guarantee you that there is someone out there who's faced the same challenges, or at least very similar challenges to the one that you're facing, and they have come out the other side with a business that meets their needs. So if you can find yourself a tribe of writer friends, you can tap into what I think of as our collective power. You can see what we're doing, see what we're up against, see what we've come through, and begin to believe that maybe, just maybe, you can do it too, that maybe it could work for you. And if you can finally allow yourself to believe that maybe it's possible, then you have cleared the biggest hurdle in the entire game. Everything else is just a matter of putting the pieces together. Because once you believe that you can do it, then you know that you can do it, and then you can do it. And having a tribe of writer friends is quite possibly the easiest way for you to start believing that it can happen for you. And finally, just the third point I want to bring to you today. Something that your tribe can give you that you're not going to find anywhere else is a leader who cares about you. But you didn't see this one coming. Knowing that you have an expert, someone who has been there and done that, and who is acting as a leader, who has been where you are and who came out the other end where you want to be, is huge. It's like having the unlikely success story support of friends, but like times a million. Having expertise, having access to that level of expertise is huge. It's a massive asset for you. So here's the deal. I'm in a lot of writing groups, and some of them have great leaders who answer questions. They're super present. They hop on video and interact with you. They have regular Q&A hours. They even have, like, you know, funny Fridays and whatever. And in fact, it wasn't until I found that kind of tribe with that kind of engagement with a leader that I was able to go from struggling myself to tears, you know, lying awake at night wondering how I was going to get the bills paid, to being able to sleep at night again. It wasn't until I found that leader that I got my footing, got some traction, and my business really started growing enough to truly take care of my family. I knew that if I ever hit an issue that my friends couldn't help me with, because we were all sort of, you know, starting out, I knew I could always go to my mentor and find clarity again, because she had been down this path. She saw where we were, she knew where we were headed, and she could help us get there faster. But the problem I've noticed is that there are a lot of writing tribes these days that just don't have that kind of leader. Maybe you're in one. Maybe you have tried to engage in one of these groups. Maybe you are frustrated because you keep posting questions and then you get like maybe one or two off-the-wall responses, but no real help. Or maybe you get all kinds of opposing bits of advice, and there's no like one opinion who that you feel like you can trust the most, because that leader's not really there saying, well, this is what I think. But if you've ever been part of a group that was supportive, that believed in you, and that had a true leader who cared about you personally, even knew you by name and knew your story, and didn't just care about the next course sale or vanity metric or having their assistant post the day's, you know, engagement prompt, then you know how powerful that kind of tribe with that kind of leader can be. So now if you're anything like me, you are thinking, huh, Ashley, that all sounds really nice and whatever, that tribe thing, but where do I even find one? I've been in and out of groups and there just isn't one out there. If that's what you're thinking, then you're right. I have been in and out of groups too, and I can't find one. I have been looking for years for one to replace that tribe that 5 years ago made all the difference for me. It's been disbanded for a while and we all sort of moved on, and I just haven't found a really solid replacement that I love. So I've got good news for you. A new tribe is coming. I stopped looking around for a replacement and I decided that I am going to be the replacement. I'm going to be that leader and I'm going to lead that tribe. So what I'm doing is sending out a call to all my freelance writers, the ones who are frustrated, who are struggling, who can't figure out how they're ever going to pull this off. If you're trying to figure out how to be a freelance writer and you feel like you're mostly alone in it, like no one sees you, no one cares about you, like you have to slog your way through all these like billions of things that everyone's telling you that you have to do before you even have a shot at maybe starting, how many of you have spent four months working on your website? If freelance writing looked like a fantastic solution for you, and now that you are trying to get in it, you're miserable, and it's just not delivering on the promises of being a fun, flexible, lucrative career that you can do from home on your own schedule, but you know that it's possible on some level somewhere, and you want that, then this is for you. So if you're interested, I invite you to join us. We are gathering on Facebook. If you would like to join the Facebook group, you can go to ashleygaynor.com/Facebook and it will take you there. You can just answer the questions and then we will welcome you with open arms. You do have to answer the questions, but I promise they're not too difficult. So again, I invite you to join us, ashleygaynor.com/Facebook. Let me know what you hope to find when you find your writing tribe. I'm in there every day. We'll have some live Q&A for you to ask all your questions. You can tag me in any post that you want. You can be goofy. You can be serious. You can get any kind of feedback that you want. We may even have a GIF off or two. But mostly, we're going to be there to connect and pull each other forward. I want you to tell me your story. I want to know your name. So again, come join us, ashleygaynor.com/Facebook. I cannot wait to see where we go with this.